Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the show the one, the only, Michael Thompson. Right. Either the first or second most successful in-season Laker trade ever.
Way ahead of Pau.
Were you surprised Momo had no idea it was you?
I didn't realize you were in-season trade.
Yes, it was February 13th, but who remembers that, 1987? Momo, I say me over Pau because my degree of difficulty was a lot tougher than his. He just had to beat, for one of his championships, the Orlando Magic. Of course, then they had to go through the Celtics, of course, but hey, I had to lead the Lakers against the Bad Boy Pistons and Larry Bird Celtics. So whose championship was more difficult?
Well, does it matter?
I actually agree with you.
Right.
Like,
you
I
go.
Mean, look, that year when they played the Magic was such
a
weird
though.
Year. Yeah. Remember, it was supposed to be a rematch against the Celtics.
Right, exactly.
And they didn't get back.
That's right.
And then if it wasn't the Celtics, it was going to be LeBron and the Cavs, and they lost too. Mm-hmm. You just kind of ended up like, oh, it's so random they're playing the Magic.
By the way, I got to correct you too about the O.J. Simpson thing.
Yeah, please do. Right.
Number one, Ireland, if there was ever a time to initiate the bow, it would be doing O.J. sticks his hands out.
When he just say bow, because you're afraid you could stab you or something?
Yeah, you get blood stains on your hands or something. You just do the bow, like Larry David, the bow.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And then number
good.
Two, the opening line that I would ask OJ or say to OJ as he came up to me and
all
I
right, so
approached
let me. Let me reset this. So the question was asked if we were in a restaurant, and Michael, this actually could happen to you because OJ's a big sports fan.
That's right.
And Michael walks into the front of the restaurant and in waiting for his table, there's OJ. And OJ walks up to him and goes, Michael Thompson, I'm a huge fan. Yeah. And he sticks out his hand and he goes, OJ, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. Would you shake his hand?
No, I'm not going to say that to him. You know what my opening line would be?
What?
So, how's the search coming?
Again.
What happens if he punches you?
As long as you don't have a knife in his hand,
I
can take that.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
All right, so
I wonder how the search is going.
Like, honestly, I have that. So in my line of work, I have to talk to people who do bad things.
Right.
Like, it's literally
my
job.
Let's face it. Nobody's perfect. Everybody is bad.
I mean, my job, you know what my job the other night was? Go out to the Memphis Grizzlies game and ask every single person the same three questions.
Ja?
Yeah. What was your reaction to the video with Ja Morant?
Yeah.
Do you have
the
any specific?
That?
Yep. Do you have any specific reaction to seeing him with what appeared to be a gun in his hand?
What'd they say? What was the standard? What was the stock answer?
I'll tell you what the stock answer, and I'll tell you the one who had a bad answer.
Okay.
The stock answer was, you know, we're just we're thinking about him. He's our brother, and we want to support him as he goes through this. And you know, obviously, it's a tough situation for everybody involved. And you know, we want to give him his time and his privacy. I don't want to speak directly on what our conversation been, but we support him.
Right.
Okay. The bad answer. Jared Jackson Jr.
What do you say?
When I said, what was your reaction to it? And he goes, I said, did you have any reaction to this? And he said, not really. And I said, well, did you have any reaction to like the what appeared to be a gun in the video? And he was, no, not really. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh.
Yeah. I guess he's trying to play cool. You know, trying to be all.
That's how I read it, too. Yeah.
By the way, Ramona, you've been reporting on that story. They announced that he'll miss at least the next four. Do you think it goes beyond that?
I do.
You think it does?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a while.
Wait a minute. Ramona, John Ireland, I think it was you, John, who told me this about the rule about 50 games if you bring
No, that's not a rule.
No, it's not
that's
a rule.
That's not a rule?
That was
no,
a mistake.
Mark Stein said that on a podcast, but he went back and corrected it. It's not. Yeah. There's nothing automatic. But, Michael, you're right. You've brought this up. It is illegal to transport a gun, particularly on any NBA in any NBA vehicle. You can't have it on the
especially
bus.
Especially on the plane.
You can't have it on the plane.
And you're not even allowed to have it while you're traveling on team business. Okay,
right, that's the way they
word
it.
So when you're on a road trip, you're on team business. So it even doesn't matter that you were at the club. Shotgun Willie's out there in Denver.
Yeah, why isn't it weird that it's named Shotgun Willie's?
I know. I tweeted that, and you should see the mentions on the
unless I missed it, Ramona, has Adam Silver commented on this?
Not yet, no.
What?
Well, because they're investigating.
Oh.
So, you know, this is the thing with this day and age is that everybody wants an answer tomorrow, and they don't like to let due process take its course.
Sure.
And so this is now in the hands of the NBA investigators. The authorities in Colorado said we can't do anything.
All right, so let me ask you guys something because you're both, Momo, you're a wrestling fan, right?
A little bit.
All right, Michael, Michael's a big wrestling guy. Greg, how about you? Are you a wrestling guy?
Nope, not. Once I found out it was fake,
all right, so Michael, this is more directed at you.
Yeah.
USA Today has a story that says the WWE is trying to figure out how to legalize betting on their matches. Okay.
That's so great.
All right.
Okay, but first of all, can I just...
I don't, Michael, I laugh too.
Let me pull back the curtain. My former agent is a guy named Nick Kahn.
Who runs it,
yeah.
right?
Good for you, Nick. Yeah. This is amazing.
But Michael, these are scripted matches. You can't... There is no mechanism by which you could open up betting because there's at least... I don't know, 100 people who know what's going to happen?
I guess maybe you can say, let's bet on who's going to win this match as far as which way it's scripted. I bet it'll be an upset. Ronda will lose to Liv Morgan. Maybe that's what it is.
You could bet on anything.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't, okay? Like one time, you remember when we used to have online gambling?
What would stop the WWE? Let's say they get betting legalized.
Yeah.
And then the general public bets all their money on Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And then they would just have Roman Reigns lose.
Exactly.
I mean, totally. Why would you bet on anything predetermined?
So this is how it works. The house, okay, would be the WWE here. So they don't win money based on who wins or loses. They get a rake.
Right.
Okay. It's like when you play.
Yeah, they get a percentage of the bets made.
Like when you play poker, let's say there's $100 in the table. The dealer takes $2 out. That's the rake. You know,
but like Ira says,
like 2% or
4%. They see all the money coming in on Brock Lesnar, and their rake is going to be more of the if Lesnar loses. Can't they fix it so they can get more money?
No, the rake should be standard.
Yeah, the rake is however the total
amount.
It's
usually
of bets.
A percentage.
All right.
So, but here's the thing. Okay, you ever do online gambling?
Yeah, but all right. So I'll give you the short version of this story. One time, back when online gambling was huge, Mason and I were doing ads for some online gambling companies. So. I've told this story before in there, but they said, all right, we'll give you $2,500 cash to do this ad, or we'll give you $5,000 in gambling money. We'll put it in your bank. And I go, well, just give me the $5,000. I'll cash out. And I get twice as much money. So they give me the $5,000. Of course, I said, well, it won't hurt if I play a little.
Of course.
I immediately run it up to $9,500.
Oh.
And I'm feeling pretty cocky. And I start playing, and then... Start to lose. Start to chip away. Get it back to... I said, if it gets back to 5,000,
I'm out.
I'm cashing out. I had such a bad beat on the hand that took me under 5,000. I can't go out on this. I lost it all.
Whoa!
It was over a two-year period, but I lost it all. They knew exactly what they were doing when they made me the two off.
You know when I stopped doing the online gambling? When one day I started playing and they had something called like online roulette.
Yeah.
And I started spinning and I lost like a couple hundred bucks doing this. And I was like, am I actually spinning online roulette? Like I'm literally, no way that I can determine that this site just decided, I'm just going to take your money.
All right, Michael.
Like, there's no table.
You came on a good day because Bergman has lowered his guard for one day to allow us to take calls.
About time.
So we're taking calls every segment. This is Chris in Highland Park. Hey, Chris, you're on ESPN LA. Chris, how are you?
Doing good. Iron Man Ireland. Momo, I need to thank you for something real quick after I'm done with this.
Okay.
All right, LeBron. I got to talk about LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michael, what's up?
Whatever you want.
I speak for a lot of Laker fans, I think, right here, because I'm on a lot of forums. But I think he might hurt this team. This squad is coming together, and I'm really loving what I'm seeing. The way they move the ball. You know, if LeBron's out there, he's going to ask for the ball all the time. These guys are starting to come together. Anthony Davis he's proving himself. I think they're one youngster away from being really, really dangerous. What do you think?
I think you're underrating the greatness of LeBron. LeBron, Chris, is the best passer on the Lakers. He is, I mean, he's top 10 assists all time. Top 5 now, right, Michael?
Yep.
And I think that people tend to confuse that because LeBron is ball dominant. He has it all the time. But, Chris, he would rather get an assist than a basket. He's a good passer. He helps the ball move. I think it's a misnomer. Now, the one thing I hope happens when LeBron comes back is that he sees that AD has got to touch the ball when they get in the half-court set. Michael, it would be ridiculous for me to suggest he's got to get a touch every time you're in a half-court set.
Well, not every time, but at least 80% of the time. Yeah, definitely. He's that good.
Yeah, and so, Chris, I think that's the thing that people miss is that they say, well, the Lakers are winning without LeBron. LeBron hogs the ball. He's ball dominant, blah, blah, blah. LeBron's an excellent passer. He's super smart. And I think when he comes back, you'll see that he'll just go seamlessly back in. Now, what did you want to say to Ramona?
real quick, and that's why you're the GOAT, Ireland. Thank you for that. Momo, I gave my wife the best present. We just had a baby. We have a newborn child. You brought up on one of the shows wireless breast pumps.
Yeah.
I bought that for my wife when she came home with the baby, you know, as a come home present. And she laughed at me. She's like, "Oh, really? This is all you're going to get me?" Till this day, she loves that machine.
It's the best thing ever.
All the time.
I didn't even know that existed.
It's new. So you're welcome, man. Listen, you guys make fun
of
me for talking about
the
breast pumps.
See, hey, Bergman, we're helping young parents across Southern California.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Ireland.
I'm telling you, it's a game changer.
You and Bergman put up the rule, don't ask how you're doing, right?
When you come nobody's
up, well,
done
why
yet.
Are you asking them?
Because I'm genuinely curious how they are.
No,
I've already told the audience
what's on your mind or something. What you want?
Exactly. Okay. If they're not going to ask you, you shouldn't ask them.
Okay, fair enough. I just want to keep taking calls.
Just say, what's
it's
up?
A simple request.
I think I figured it out, John.
Or just be like Mike Tate, just ask them, what's up,
What have you figured out?
I figured out that I don't. You like calls. I think you want to do a solo show. You would.
Oh, I absolutely do not.
I think you would prefer to, because all of this, everything that you like, calls, guests, everything that you like, is a solo show. You like, when you talk about the people that you love the most, they're all solo hosts.
But Greg, if you got a caller who calls in and disagrees with the host, and they just start going at it, that is great radio when you're driving in your car to listen to them argue.
No. Callers can be great.
They can be.
The truth of the matter is, both Bergman and I are on the extremes in this. Mm-hmm. I would want to take calls every day.
Yeah, me too.
Bergman never wants to take calls. Yeah. The truth is, we should meet in the middle somewhere.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Yeah. But this is a good fun time to have one a day.
All right, coming up next, a weatherman decided to get creative, and you'll be surprised whose attention it got. I'll play that for you, and...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
More of your calls. Mason in Ireland, Michael's hanging out. Momo's here. Hey, it's Michael's game today, which means Pepe will be in. Pepe's on a win streak. You know what? Pepe's getting cocky.
He is. Why? What did he do? Is he strutting around Chicken Media Center?
Strutted up to Momo the other day in the hallway. Yeah. Strutting up to me. He's got his chest out. We got to take him down.
Yeah.
But he's winning fair and square.
He already thinks he's a dictator. We can't give him more power.
You know what he said to me? He goes, you got to have me come in studio so they can see I'm not cheating. I don't think he's cheating. I think he's driving.
I don't either. I think he's good.
But Greg suggested he was cheating, and he's like super.
I'm totally kidding, Pepe.
I know. And Greg, I said to him, I go, Pepe, you haven't figured out that whoever wins gets accused of cheating.
Yeah, 100%.
When Greg wins, he's Googling. Yeah. When I win, I'm Googling. Yeah. When Jorge wins, he cheated. You know,
it's a swag system.
Right,
swag,
yeah. Baby, so it's never it. All right, more of your calls coming up. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA. Mason in Ireland, Momo's here. Michael's here. We're taking calls today. Bergman's actually been very receptive to this, which shocks me. We've got Michael's game today, Game of Games. We got What's Up, Foo, coming up later this hour. Mike, I wanted to ask you this. I saw, and this was kind of cool, Trace is wearing number 43 at the World Baseball Classic to honor you.
Yeah, how about that?
You wore number 43. But he's playing for Great Britain. Yeah. Now, you're from the Bahamas.
Right.
Trace was born here. How does he play for Great Britain?
Well, only America has really strict standard rules where you have to be born in America to represent the country.
No,
like
the United States.
Like
only.
Matt, what's his name? Austin Barnes.
Yeah.
His mother is Mexican, I believe, and he's playing for Mexico. If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, yep.
So only America makes you say you have to be a citizen to play for this country. But around the world, if you have some kind of How do you say the word? Familial?
I mean, I think
familial?
Team Israel, like, as long as you just, like, went to Israel one day.
Yeah, or put a war.
Or
went to temple, but Greg doesn't go. But,
Christians have stuff in Jerusalem, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael, is there anyone else on that Great Britain team that I would have heard of?
No, just one other major leaguer, but he's like a scrub guy. So, you know,
all so Trace is doing this for the experience.
Yeah,
they're not going to win it.
You know, they're not going to win. They're in a group in Mexico, U.S., and Canada. They'll lose, I think, three losses and you're out. So they'll lose three in a row and they're done. But he gets to represent them because the Bahamas, even though we gained our independence in 1973, the same thing goes for Canada.
Yeah.
You know that King Charles is still the head of state of Canada because they're part of the Commonwealth.
Money.
Yeah, the Queen was. I don't know if he is right now.
He will be.
But because we're part of the Commonwealth, the so-called King is still our head of state, even though I don't recognize him. But
so listen, I watched The Crown, mm-hmm. and this was a big thing when
really?
You guys declared your independence. Like she
the Bahamas was in that?
Yeah.
Really?
Like the last season, it was how she put a lot of energy throughout her life, Queen Elizabeth, mm-hmm. into keeping the Commonwealth together
right.
and like visiting.
Yeah.
You know, she'd go to Australia.
Right.
She'd go to, you know, all the other, India she mm-hmm. would go to. And then later on, that when the Bahamas and those kind of and the other countries that are much further removed from the Commonwealth like decide to become independent,
yeah.
she was like really hurt by it.
I mean, think about that.
It was like a big plot point
think
in last season.
That. You're a team, you're England and you're in India trying to rule them people, Indians.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. Just stay in your own country.
Well, also,
India's
like,
got
the
theirs,
like,
we got the Bahamas has ours, Australia got
all
those.
All it meant was like you had like some English military protection if you wanted
Please.
It. Nobody's going to come after you guys.
No, right? Nobody cares about us.
And
we
also,
ain't got no oil.
Usually the... But like, was Queen Elizabeth, was she on the money?
Yeah, she was on our money for a while and we took her off after we gained our independence and put our own leaders on the money.
Who? Right. Like... Are any of those leaders that are
still
on the
alive?
Money still alive?
No, they all passed away now. That was way
it's
back
It's all ceremonial,
in
though. Like, I think that
yeah.
most of the British stuff, the colonialism, is all
yeah, it's all ceremonial,
ceremonial
now, right.
Hey, would it be ridiculous of me to suggest that they should put you on the money? You're the most famous Bahamian, you and Sidney Poitier and Rick Fox.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know. If they ever put a sports person on the money, who would it be? I don't think it would be me. It might. That's a great question from the Bahamas. Who would it
Who's
be?
Who's the sprinter?
Shawnee Miller Weibo.
Oh, please. She doesn't have a street named after her like
That's
you
true,
do.
That's true, boy. She's a great
sprinter.
She's awesome,
got
a couple of gold medals in the Olympics.
What about Otto Bolden?
Otto Bolden's from Trinidad.
Trinidad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we got all the other Jamaicans who kill
yeah.
everybody.
So, yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a weatherman in Houston. His name is Adam Kruger.
Okay.
And he, you know, weather by nature is kind of, I mean, it's raining today, so people would pay attention to the weather people today, but it's kind of nondescript and kind of boring.
And
so
what are you talking about?
So, right.
I'll take that personally.
Yeah, I know, because you want to be a weatherman. That's why I put this story in. Now, so the viewers often challenge him to drop stuff into his weathercast.
Okay.
They'll
I
tweet
like
him and they'll say, hey, give us a little Rihanna, all right? Or give us a little
okay.
bit of, and so somebody challenged him. They said, do you think you could put Snoop Dogg into your weather? And Adam took the challenge and knocked it out of the park. Listen to this.
You want Snoop Dogg. I have done him before. Jim Juice in the past. Today, though, doing Who Am I? What's My Name? Yeah. Challenge accepted.
From the depths of the sea back to the block. So that's how it looks now. To keep up with the forecast, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. And pretty soon we'll step through the fog and we'll creep through the smog. And we'll be able to see a little bit of sun popping out this afternoon. Forecast from the most accurate meteorologist. Guess what? He is I and I am him. We're going to be warm and humid with highs in the 80s. It's like that. And as a matter of fact, rat-tat-tat-tat, we've got a front that's knocking on our door.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I told you anybody could rap.
Yeah, so.
That's how easy it is.
What's interesting is Snoop, somebody sent this to Snoop.
Nice.
So Snoop responded on Instagram with like 20 emojis. Weatherman on one. And so Snoop noticed it. So the question is, what can Michael and I drop into the game and not have, unless you were listening for it specifically,
what would
be good, Greg? What could we drop in?
I got one.
Right,
okay, so right now, my four-year-old is really into a group called 20 Trucks, and all they have are songs about trucks.
Okay.
Any kind of truck.
So is Roman, Michael's grandson, likes
yeah.
trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of song you want a song about a street sweeper, they got a song about a street sweeper.
Oh, yeah.
You
right?
want a snow plow, so I'm going to let you pick one of the truck songs.
And drop a truck
you gotta,
song
you
in.
You got to drop
right,
a truck song
before the end of the
in.
Year, I will
okay.
accept your challenge. Or before the end of the
yeah.
year, I will drop a truck song.
They're pretty
song
good, too. The tow truck song is really good.
Mo.
You haven't even done that yet, have you?
Obama got hurt. He's out for a month.
Yeah, you can't do that one. Did you ever say
German
tornado?
I'm going to send you
tornado?
This, Jorge, the garbage.
I think I did say German tornado, but I forgot to tell Funches. I'll do it again so you guys, and then I'll tell him to save it so you guys can have it.
You could just throw in wannabe a baller shot caller when somebody knocks down a from Little Troy. You could do that, Ireland.
Well, so could you.
I sure can.
Yeah,
maybe
I will. We'll sneak it in there. Here's Jonathan in Oceanside. Hey, Jonathan, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi. Jonathan, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air,
yes,
Jonathan.
Sir.
Go.
I'm here. Hey, I just wanted to say, not to get emotional again with Momo, but Ireland, you really helped me too. My son also is autistic. His name is Jackson as well.
That's
and I remember
excellent.
There was a show about, about a year ago, you guys had an episode or a show where, I forget the preface of the question, but you guys wanted, basically, if you could go back on something, what you could do. And I remember you brought up, you know, your son and this and that. And that really touched me emotionally.
I remember what you said, John.
Well, one thing I always say, Jonathan, kind of the mantra I live by, and I encourage other special needs parents to live by this, focus on what they can do and not what they can't. There's plenty of things they can do. There's more that they can't, obviously. But if you focus on things they can do, you'll find it makes it a little easier on you. So I'm glad I was able to help you out a little.
Yep, and then on another quick thing, Bergman, also, I don't think this will help with the NBA and the whole, you know, everybody resting and everything, but in the Premier League, which Bergman was kind of poo-pooing on, the reason why a game for Arsenal is just as important against Nottingham Forest in the middle of the season, just as important as against Manchester City, is those 3 points. You know, you can't sit guys in the middle of the season because those 3 points are just as important. I know that'll never work over here in the States, but that is a reason. And the last really quick point, Ireland, I don't need Lakers tickets. I've actually got Lakers tickets coming up here March 19th against the Orlando Magic.
Good.
I would love if I could. I would love if I could get a photo with you, Michael, and most importantly with Pepe.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, there. So, this is going to
Jonathan.
Pepe's
oh my
head
God.
Is just swelling right now.
Jonathan, this is what you do. We're at the top of Section 111. The ushers kind of take really good care of us, but just tell them that Ireland asked me to come by, and we'll get that picture of you. And Pepe sits about 20 feet. To our right.
Oh my God!
We'll get him to come down, and the three of us will take a picture with you. How's that sound?
Wow! Oh,
but make sure I take a picture with us first. If you go to Pepe first, you'll never leave you alone.
That would make my day.
All right, Jonathan. We'll look forward to meeting you on the 19th.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You got it.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too, man. See ya.
Maybe he'll be the one who'll wave back at Pepe.
Yeah. I don't remember you ripping the EPL.
No, so it's not that I ripped the EPL. I think what he's talking about is that I didn't understand that there was no championship game in the EPL.
Yeah, they just
think is crazy.
The way they do it
is points.
Every game is of equal value. Yeah, and so you can lock it up. And this
it's like a rotisserie league.
This has happened before. You can lock it up with like 5 games to go in
the
season.
Which I think is crazy to me. I mean, I live in the States, obviously, and we have championships for everything. But apparently
but
in the
they
EPL,
do,
that's not
they
how
do actually reward the best team. Like, I've always found it kind of weird, Michael. I'm curious what you think about this. That I'll use the Pac-12, for example. UCLA won the Pac-12 regular season. I think they should get the automatic bid. But the automatic bid goes to whatever school wins the tournament.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's stupid.
That's going on right now.
Right.
I think you should. I mean, but I guess then the tournament would be meaningless, wouldn't
no,
it?
No, because somebody from a lower seed could work their way into the tournament by upsetting
like
a couple
of teams. Like getting that large bid through the tournament?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But I've always thought that was. I think that we do in the NBA.
So what do they do? If you
devalue
win,
the regular season.
If
a
you win
bit.
The regular season of the Pac-12, do you get a ring for that?
No.
You got to win the tournament to get a ring.
You got to win the tournament to get the bid.
No, I'm talking about a ring, a championship ring. If you say you're the championship, if you win,
you get a banner.
Do you get
conference
rings in college?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Conference championships, yeah.
No, you get a banner. You get a banner in the Pac-12, but UCLA doesn't raise them because they only raise championship banners. Just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
There it is. Here's the tow truck.
All right, so I'm gonna. I've already got it.
Wait, and there's also some lyrics too.
Okay,
this is the chorus. It's kind of good though, right?
Yeah, good beat. You could dance to it.
Full power.
And your son
what
dances
in the
like this?
Hell are you listening to at your house?
This is we this drive is around town with this.
He's obsessed
this
with this.
Like,
this is his
everything.
Song?
He's like, "Mommy, let's do the street sweeper." Wow. Strong song about so, any of the truck songs. You got to pick your song.
Michael sent me a video of Roman, his grandson. How old's Roman now?
About almost 20 months.
So Roman, when the garbage guy comes, he goes out on the porch and waits till he gets in front of Michael's house and he waves to him and it's like
we follow him down the street.
Yeah, his highlight of the week is seeing the garbage trucks.
Mondays, I think.
Yeah, we got Tuesdays.
Yeah.
This song is better than the Callers.
It's pretty good.
Oh, please. This song is not better than the Callers.
If you listen to the words, you can be like, this is a good song.
All right, coming up next. I actually am not somebody who hates Kyrie Irving. I know a lot of people rip Kyrie Irving, but I think he's making a mistake about something, and I'll tell you what it is coming up. And more of your calls. Mason in Ireland, Open Line Friday, ESPN LA. All right, Mason in Ireland, Momo's here, Michael Thompson's here. We got Game of Games, Michael's game coming up later today. Mm-hmm. And Pepe's going to play with us, which
Pepe
will be fun.
Pepe will be here, yep.
Michael, you know, you and I actually are in a small minority. We like Kyrie Irving, always have.
Yeah, he does some weird stuff, but I like him.
I'm
hung out with him in the Bahamas, really nice guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's come down there all the time. He's like a second home.
So Kyrie, I think since he got traded to Dallas, he's really been on his best behavior.
Well, he better, because Ramona knows this is his contract year. He's asking for $272 for 5 years.
Exactly. So tell me if this is towards that goal or away from that goal. I think it's away from it. He went on Instagram Live last night and just started ranting.
No.
And here's part of it. And I just think he'd be better if he didn't do stuff like this. But maybe I'm being too hard on him. Here's what he said.
For 3 hours and you think you know who I am. You see a few posts. Oh, Kai's woke. Kai got it. Oh my goodness. He just doesn't fit into the mold of all of the other people. And then, man, he's different. He's crazy. He's arrogant. He's this. He's that. He's this. All from seeing me from 3 hours. You get all that. Kai, well, what's Kai gonna do this summer? Does Kai like Dallas? What happened in Brooklyn? What happened in Boston? What happened in Cleveland? Why did you leave LeBron? Why did you leave Jason? Why did you leave Katie? Why did you leave all these people? For 3 hours. Get to ask all these legitimate questions. As if 21 hours every day wasn't happening after that. Me. You would think that I'm the cancer in the locker room, as if basketball is an individual sport that one person is supposed to take blame for. It's 15 guys on the team, and I'm the one cancer in the room. That's what it's portrayed as. That's what you guys get. That's what they have fun doing. That's what why these older, bitter gentlemen and women keep my name in their mouths every day.
All right. Ramon, I don't disagree with some of the stuff he said. I think that he makes a decent point that we really don't know him. We only do really see him for 3 hours. I just don't think he should say it. He's trying to get a contract. He's trying to say that he can be a solid employee, a team player. I don't think that serves that purpose. Do you?
Not at all. No. Like, I think what he's saying is, you don't know me because you only know this filtered version of me that's been filtered through the media, that's been filtered through whatever you see from me 3 hours during the games and stuff. But he sort of wants it both ways. Like, on the one hand, he's saying you don't know me, but on the other hand, you're not offering any other way to know you. And I think there's something to be said for this idea of, like, who's your audience here? He's like on Twitch. Like, this isn't like a conversation you and I are having on the radio where I know generally who's listening, you know?
But doesn't he know if he does something like that, it's going to get picked up by mainstream media outlets like ours?
Yeah, of course.
Michael, if Clay did something like that, would you advise against it? Or do you have any problem with what Kyrie did?
Yeah, Clay's 33, his own man, but I wouldn't like it. You know, I mean, I don't know. Social media. I don't know.
Just talking into the void.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I don't know why Kyrie. Maybe he sounds kind of insecure. Like, you know, he's got to come in there and defend himself. And you don't know me. And why do you think I'm just a basketball player? I'm much more than that. You shouldn't need to have to say that.
Right.
Stuff
we know
if you're
that.
Secure with yourself.
Yeah. And I just don't think he's doing himself any favors.
Yeah.
Bergman, am I being too hard on him?
I'm eating.
Oh, sorry.
No, and he hates Kyrie.
The truth is. I don't know what it's like to be a tiny bit famous. Like you're a tiny bit famous.
Yeah, we are. Michael's not, a little more famous than us.
Michael's more famous than us.
We're not even close limited to fame. Yeah.
Yeah. Like nobody's sitting there picking apart my behavior every day, right? Like. Right. Where especially not like a ton of anonymous people that I don't know who want to be critical and all that stuff. I also don't make millions of dollars like he does and have a high profile job.
Crimey and ocean.
Right? And so I think
he's getting paid.
I really think a lot of this is just being uncomfortable with the level of scrutiny and spotlight that's on you in a superstar role.
As Tony Soprano once said, "This is the life we've chosen."
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So got to live with it. All right. Live with the criticism and the praise.
Living up to my promise to take a call in at least one call in every segment except for What's Up, Foo and Game of Games. Here's Jason in Downey. Jason, you're on ESPN LA. How's it going?
See, he did it again. Shut he couldn't, up, couldn't help himself.
Outside. I'm a mailman, and I'm out here in the rain, so I'm just pushing through.
Good job, Jace.
Watch out for them dogs.
But I'm really glad Momo's on today, and MT, because he'd have a good insight on this. I actually wanted to talk about our Raiders.
Good.
John, I love your point that you always say you'd rather take proven talent over draft picks.
Like the, Jason, Raiders can I just say can I just say this, Jason? If I were the Raiders and Baltimore was jacking Lamar Jackson around like they are, I would give two first-round picks to the Ravens yesterday to get Lamar Jackson. Wouldn't you, Jason?
I'm the same exact way, guys. They're trying to move up for Richardson, which, I mean, his combine numbers look cool, you know, when you're running in gym shorts and a tank top, but this is Lamar freaking Jackson, like MT always says. He's a former MVP. I get excited thinking about the pocket disrupting Lamar scrambles, and right before he's about to take off, boom, he finds Devontae wide open. This would be a perfect connection between Lamar and Devontae. I just don't understand what they're doing, guys. I want them to shoot the world for him, especially since everyone was okay with giving Rodgers all that money. Let's go with the younger guy. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Jason.
He's good right call. Call.
Michael, I don't understand. Why do you think, Michael, because you're a Lamar Jackson fan, why do you think his market has dropped?
I don't understand it either. I try to rack my brain around it. This guy's the most exciting player in the game, much less quarterback.
He's 26.
He's going to be get even better. Why the Miami Dolphins aren't moving heaven and earth to get this guy to team
him
up?
That's the team.
He's from the Miami area. He's got a couple of great wide receivers to throw to.
Oh, can you imagine?
I don't understand
him throwing to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah.
Speaking of the NFL, I'm sorry to change the topic. The Bears are trading the number one overall pick.
To who? Expected that.
To the Panthers in exchange for wide receiver DJ Moore.
There's got to be a draft pick.
Yeah,
there's four picks. They're
all right,
doing
so the question is, who's Carolina taken?
Probably Stroud or Young.
Bryce Young?
One of those two.
Yeah,
so they're trading the number one overall pick for the number nine pick. Pick number 61, so that's a second round pick. Mm-hmm. A first-round pick in 2024, a second-round pick in 25, and wide receiver DJ Moore.
I like what the Bears did there.
Yeah, me too.
They already have Justin Fields. They're not taking a quarterback. Why not get
him
more
some
picks?
Yeah,
I don't hate what Carolina did either. I think you put Bryce Young in at Carolina.
Would you take a chance with Richardson? That big 6'4", 240, 4'4". Yeah, the kid from Florida.
Two words for you.
He looks like a black Josh Allen.
Two words for you.
What?
Jamarcus Russell.
This guy's doesn't have that kind of work ethic or lack of work ethic. I haven't heard anything bad about this guy. But, man, what a physical specimen.
Did I miss something? Did Florida light the world on fire while Anthony Richardson was their quarterback?
No, but maybe neither did Wyoming when Allen was there.
True.
So don't look at that.
But Bryce Young did.
Okay, so I would
take Bryce Young.
I really like Lamar Jackson.
He's the size of Mike Trudell.
Yeah, but he can play.
He
doesn't have a lot of weaknesses.
It's like Drew Brees, right?
Yeah.
I really like Lamar Jackson. I just don't like the amount of guaranteed money that he wants with his injury history. And I as much as I would love the Raiders go get him, like, if you do that, he's got to be your guy, and you're going to
have
a lot of
guy.
Holes all over the place, though.
We
have a lot of holes.
But Momo, every team has a lot of holes. The Raiders aren't going anywhere unless they figure out this quarterback problem.
And they got a fast track.
And it's
track.
Not Jared Stidham.
No, it's not Jared Stidham.
Why are
And Lamar playing.
We've all watched Lamar Jackson play.
And playing in good weather every Sunday.
Why are people down on this dude?
I don't understand it either.
I don't. Yeah.
I think it's because a lot of people are still stuck on the old school way of quarterbacking. You got to stay in the pocket and take and go through your reads.
I really just think it's his contract demand. I really do. I think people really think Lamar's great, but he wants so much guaranteed money and he gets hurt. He's missed 15 games the last 2 years. Due to injury. Yeah, like that's kind of a lot of guaranteed money to get.
I don't agree. That's what it is anymore. Michael, it's not that they want the guys to just stand and go through their reads. That's not what the NFL quarterback is.
Why everybody
now.
Down on him?
Right now, but
I don't know why they're down on him, but a lot of the quarterbacks now, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, they get out and they move in the pocket and they will run if they have to. Josh Allen will truck people.
Yeah, but Lamar, nobody runs better than Lamar Jackson.
No, he's the best in the game. I don't know why. It's a lot of it is like we were talking about the other day, Momo, collusion.
I think so. I think you're right.
It is.
Here's Frankie in La Mirada. Hey, Frankie, you're on ESPN LA.
What's up, fool?
There you go.
What's up, fool?
Hey, I just want to say that I used to have this job where I used to drive all the time, and it was during the championship bubble season, and I fell in love with the Lakers because of you and Michael.
Oh, that's awesome.
And recently I've been trying to listen to the app, but it comes on and it crashes out. I got a new iPhone. I don't know if that was the issue, but maybe if you could talk to someone over there and get that fixed.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And hey,
oh, thanks, Frankie. Thank you for the phone call. And Frankie, he hung up. Let me tell you this. You cannot listen to the Laker games that Michael and I do on the ESPN LA app. ESPN doesn't have the rights to stream the games.
Right.
If you want to do that, download the Lakers app.
Ah.
The Lakers app, you can listen to Michael and I call the game in real time as long as you're within 75 miles of Crypto.com Arena. If you're not, then you can go to NBA.com and you pay for League Pass audio for $10 for the whole season. Or if you have Sirius, you can listen to us on Sirius. But I get a lot of notes for Greg. I know you get them too. People asking, why don't you guys stream the Laker games? It's not up to us.
It's not up to us. Yeah, you have to pay for the rights to do that and...
But the Lakers do, and so if you download the Lakers app and you open it in the beginning, once the game starts, you'll see, or actually a few minutes before it starts, you'll see Listen Live right at the top.
And it's your broadcast?
It's Michael and I.
Got it.
Yeah, and so you can do it that way, or you can do NBA League Pass audio. All right, coming up next. What's up, foo? We'll get Bergman in here. We'll get Jorge in here. They'll throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.
All right, thanks, Chris. So Zion Williamson is not expected back this year, but he will be examined in another 2 weeks for his hamstring strain after he was just reevaluated and had a setback. What are we making of Zion's career at this point?
Sad. Michael will back me up on this. He's an unbelievable player to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, there really is no comp for his size, quickness, and speed.
No.
But his legacy right now is he can't stay on the court.
Yeah, injury prone. But hopefully he's still young. Bergman, I tell you, man, these people, I think management or ownership's afraid of players these days. Because if I own the New Orleans Pelicans, I'm going to tell them, listen, Zion, I'm paying you $30 million a year. I want you to lose 30 pounds. I want you to get down and play at 260, 250. Can you do that? And if he tells me no, then I got to try to move him. If I'm paying you max dollars, I expect you to give me max physical condition. How about that? And even Luka. You see how chunky Luka's getting now? Luka looks like he should be playing tackle for the Cowboys.
Right, and now he's going to take some games off.
Yeah. These guys don't get in shape.
So, Bergman, let's play word association.
Yep.
Zion.
Overweight.
See, that's interesting because, you know, if somebody said it to me, I would say, like, one of a kind. But overweight or injury prone or one of those is probably the thing that pops up in the what Greg said is probably what most fans would say.
He needs to lose weight, man. I'm telling you, 30 to 40 pounds, drop it.
Momo?
You got a chance to make $400-500 million.
I'm not going there with this, guys. Sorry.
With Zion?
Oh, am I going to get into like Zion fat or none of this?
No, I don't care about fat.
I'm talking about getting in shape, Omar.
Yeah. No, I know. It's just, What's wrong with that? It's a weird position to put me as a reporter.
Well,
yeah.
I was a reporter.
That's fine. Okay, but yeah. When someone asks you about Zion, what's his legacy to this point?
Oh, well, look, to me, it's unrealized potential. I mean, it's like he's one of the most exciting players who can't stay healthy, can't stay on the court. And I think you're right, Michael. Like, there is some component of, and the same thing with Luka, like, they're not in the greatest shape they could possibly be in. But, like, I don't want to get into the overweight stuff. Like, I'm
Well, that's
talk,
part right? of it. If you don't take care of your body, your body ain't going to take care of you.
Yeah, and that is, you know, when you're looking at the Pelicans, boy, that it to reevaluate that stuff with Ja is crazy now too, right? Like that draft we were looking at, like, oh wow, they took Zion, and was that the right pick? He's an all-star when he plays. He's a franchise changer when he plays. But Ja was sitting there too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now,
yeah, if you read that draft, Ja would go number one based on what we know now.
Yeah.
I don't understand how these young guys in the league can't look at LeBron and use him as an example. When they see LeBron at 38 years of age looking like he's still 28, I don't understand. I say, you know what? I want to be like that. I want to extend my career, and I want to ask him, what does he do to stay in shape like that or to get in shape like this? Pick his brain. I don't understand it.
Yeah, you say that to Kobe all the time, Greg. I would, you know, Michael and I had the weird scenario where we would go and do shows at the arenas, and no matter what time we would go, Kobe would already be there.
Of course.
And I used to ask all the other players, like, why don't these guys, I know they can't copy your talent, but why don't they copy your work ethic?
Yeah.
And Kobe just said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they just
don't have the desire like him.
Unless his name was Caron Butler.
Caron Butler was the only one ever.
What's up, fool?
All right, so I saw a headline today that said, comedy genius Bob Odenkirk remakes one of the worst movies of all time for a good cause. It turns out it was the movie The Room that became a cult classic, was made into a docufilm by James Franco a few years later. Do you know this guy? Tommy Wiseau and... No?
No.
Okay. Well,
we're like, what?
That's not going to work if you have no idea. This is like a big...
All right. Go to the next one.
Do the next one.
I like Bob Odenkirk.
So that's what I'm going to say.
Okay, so then I'll stick to that. That was the second part of the question. Anyway, do you think that Bob Odenkirk is a comedy genius? Like, is he in the top levels of comedy
along with
Mel Brooks?
He came out of that incubator. He was on Mr. Show. That was his first
show. With Bob and David was fantastic.
Right. But most people know him now as Saul Goodman. So I would argue that his legacy is more of a dramatic actor than a comedian, even though he can do comedy. I would say, I wouldn't use the word comedian to describe Bob Odenkirk. I would just say really good actor, which is weird because I think he probably thinks of himself as a comedian.
Do you have any idea who that is, Michael?
Better Call Saul.
No,
never seen Better Call Saul
or Breaking Bad?
No.
I don't think of him as a comedian because that's the only way I know him.
Right.
It's from Better Call Saul.
Did you ever see Mr. Show with Bob and David?
Nope.
Really funny.
It was on HBO. It was so funny. With
David Cross, right?
Yep.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so Brenda listens to the show, not regularly, but when she does, she notices that we're talking about technology and how we hate it and how some of us like it, like Mason and whatnot.
Right.
So she asked a question. She says, if technology was advanced to a level where we have self-driving cars, would you take that or a full automated house? Like, meaning you can come home and just ask anything. And
I'd take the house.
Oh, the house.
I like driving.
Yeah, me too. I don't trust no car.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't even, like, I told Mason, I'm making Mason get in the self-driving car for a year before I get in one. Because Mason's
I don't really want the automated house either, though.
Why not?
It's too much. I don't want everybody listening to me, watching me.
Exactly.
I think it's a little too creepy.
But you had to take one, the car or the house. Which one are you taking?
Neither.
Okay.
I don't want it.
No, you got to make one.
Pick one.
You got to make a choice.
I'll take the car.
No, I guess I'll do the house, but I don't want to. I don't want any of it. I think it's too much like invasion of privacy. I don't trust where this stuff is going.
You don't have Alexa?
I don't have Alexa, no.
Yeah, me either.
I have it.
I don't want everybody up in my business.
Right. I have it. I just never ask her to do anything.
Is she still listening? Is it in the house? Is it on in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Chinese are listening.
I know. That's a good point.
I don't trust it. Refrigerators, the smart fridges, smart washer dryers.
Is someone offering to give Brenda a house or a car?
Or did you just make that?
Yeah.
No. She's seriously.
What would Brenda choose?
She said she wanted a car. She hates
the car.
She's like, I don't like driving in traffic. And plus, like, she's always listening to, like, well, why don't you guys like technology and this? Because I cut the promos for the show.
I know somebody that has the highest end self driving Tesla, and he works on his computer when he drives into work.
Oh.
He doesn't even pay attention.
He
totally trusts it.
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Man, he's crazy.
Yeah, I don't have that much trust. Forget it.
No way.
What's up, fool?
All right, so Tua Tagovailoa's fifth-year option was picked up by the Dolphins. So now I just want you to be honest. What do you think Tua should do with his career? He's picked up. He's allowed to play with the Dolphins right now. He doesn't have to.
I'm rooting for him. I think he
should play?
I think he's a good player. Michael, I think if he gets another concussion, he has to think about retiring.
How many has he had?
Well, he's had three that we know of.
This past season or in his career?
Yeah. He had two in one week.
He had two in one year, and then he had one the year before that.
And he had two in one week this year.
Well, Troy Aikman had like 11 concussions, he said.
Yeah, at least.
And he's fine.
Yeah, I think Tua is an effective NFL quarterback, but he wouldn't be the first guy to have to retire because of concussions. I mean, other people have done that. So I'm rooting for Tua, but yeah. I wouldn't tell him not to play. Would
no,
you?
He's got to play. He's got to keep trying. He's got to keep trying until if he gets a few more, then he might have to think about it. But he's got to. If he's feeling good right now, got to keep going. He's too young to retire.
Nothing, Mama.
What's up, Foo?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Jeez.
I mean, you literally asked me this like a couple weeks ago, and I'm gonna say the same thing.
Okay. Good.
Good.
Adele has 6 concerts left at Caesar's Palace in March.
Ask a question Ramona can answer.
I know.
This is very much a yeah. Ramona
Thank
question.
Thank you, Adele. Yes, I'm into Adele.
What's up, fool?
Okay.
That's really
yeah, who she play for?
I kind of want to keep doing it.
As long as she don't play for anybody.
It
costs
$1,400 for one ticket to go see these shows. How much are you willing to pay for an Adele ticket? And I'm going to have to try and find other stories now because this didn't go well.
Tow trucks or cocoa melon?
No. Yeah, there you go,
I will say this. I would not pay $1,400 for an Adele ticket, yeah. But Lisa Ireland would.
Wow.
She loves Adele. Like, loves her. Can't get enough. Like, I said to her, I go, well, I mean, I guess she's okay, but you know, all of her songs are about heartbreak. And Lisa goes, no, they're not. She has some uplifting songs. I said, name one. And Lisa goes, oh my God, they're all about heartbreak.
Yeah, they are.
You know? She's just super talented, though.
I've seen Adele in concert, so I wouldn't pay $1,400 for it because I've seen her before when she was at Staples Center.
Yeah.
Like,
does
maybe
she dance or she just sits?
No, she just sings.
She might have the greatest voice ever.
Yeah, she's really amazing.
Did Rich Paul get you a deal?
No. Yeah. I just went on my own. Like, I used to go to a lot of concerts back before I had kids. She really is an amazing singer. She gives a good show too. She's like a talker. Mm-hmm. When she does a concert, you know, she'll tell you kind of where she was when she wrote the song, what she was thinking about. She gives a lot of preamble, so yeah. She's a talker like me. So
does she crack a few jokes?
Yeah, she does. She makes fun of herself. She's mm-hmm. funny. You know, she's got a good sense of humor. She's like kind of commands the stage. She's not a.
Have you ever seen that clip where she says to the audience, she goes, "Okay, I need everybody in here to be super quiet," and the audience goes, and there's like 20,000 people there. She goes, "If you guys make a sound, I'll kill you." She goes, okay, bring her out. And they walk this girl out to the stage. You should Google this so you can watch it on the internet. They walk this girl out on the stage with a blindfold. Her boyfriend's holding
her. Is this the one at Griffith Park?
I don't know. This was inside a show, a live show.
Okay.
And she walks in and she goes, I don't understand. Where are we? What are we doing? Can I take my blindfold off? And he goes, yes. And she takes her blindfold off and she's on stage and he's on one knee proposing. And Adele is standing behind him. And she looks at him, and she looks at Adele, and she turns and looks, and there's 20,000 people looking at her. She goes, what is happening right now?
Go, wait a minute. How did she get to the building? She didn't know she was in an arena?
No. They were going to the show,
right?
But then he said, I got a surprise for you before we go in. Put this blindfold on.
Oh, okay. So she didn't know she was going up on stage.
There was definitely something. Wow. When she did that concert at Griffith Park, she did that.
Jorge, see if you can find this. Like, do Adele proposal.
But wait a minute. Did the girl say yes?
Yes. Okay. But she was stunned.
I bet.
And he was like, he had his whole proposal.
How did he pull that off? How did he get, like, who is this guy to contact Adele to see if he could propose in front of her?
He asked the arena, and the arena said, well, we'll take it to Adele's people. Wow. And she said, I got an idea.
That's nice of her.
And she comes out, and then they put her in the, she said yes, they put her in the front row, and with her new husband. And, okay, I don't know how well this will play, but let's play some of it. Go ahead, Jorge.
All right, listen.
Okay.
She's going to take the blindfold off, okay?
So
would
she's,
you squeeze my hand?
She's yes. on stage.
Am I on grass?
But she knew she was at the concert.
Oh, shoot.
No, she doesn't know where she is.
But
he made her. Now she's taking.
Take it off?
She takes the blindfold off.
Oh my God.
He's on one knee.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Oh, she's looking around.
Look at me.
It's dark.
Listen. First of all,
what are you doing?
Listen. Listen. I want to say thank you. Okay?
What are you doing?
I want to thank you for being so patient with me.
Oh, Quentin Brunson.
Listen. Thank you for being patient with me.
You're crazy, man.
I am extremely proud of you, and I mean, every day you blow my mind.
Oh my God.
There's absolutely nothing that you cannot do. And I just know that you're going to be an amazing mother to our kids one day. And I love you. I love you.
She still hasn't seen Adele.
I will continue to love you forever. Ashley.
This is real. This is real.
Who are these people? She says.
Oh my God. Ashley.
All right. It's been long. Thank God you didn't let me eat. I would have thrown up.
This has been a long time coming.
Oh my God, I've been your girlfriend for so long.
Hello, babe.
Oh my God.
Will, okay.
Oh my God.
Will you marry me, little Ashley?
Oh, in real
life. In real life.
Yeah.
Yes?
And now the light, the spotlight comes on. He's putting a ring on her finger, and she turns, and Adele is 5 feet from her. And she's an absolute... Look at her. She doesn't know what to do.
Go sit down and enjoy the show.
Thank God you said yes, because I didn't know who I was going to have to sing this song to next. You or him or my gold. The curse, you're so in shock.
Yeah, so that's what Ramona's talking about. She does stuff like that.
He got her to the concert not knowing where she was, and he just put the blindfold on her.
They put like headphones on her too. I think she does this quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I think this is a thing that she does at her concerts. She likes a lot of like cool audience interaction.
Right. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. All right, Bergman, is that it for What's Up, Fool?
That'll do it.
Okay, 1 hour to go, including more of your phone calls.
Great.
And Game of Games. Michael's in here. Ramona's in here. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA.